You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, as you all know, if you've been in the red pill space long enough, you start looking beyond just women. Now, yes, women are ironically the surface of the red pill. However, as I stated, once you've been in this space long enough, you start looking beyond women at what really drives them to do what they do and get away with what they do. Now, this article caught my eye, and it just goes to show you, gentlemen, yeah, behind what women do are policies that are put in place. Now, this article was published on the 30th of August. Quote, unquote, Silenced No More Act passes in California, nullifying NDAs in harassment cases. This is going to be another shit show down the road. The California legislature on Monday passed the Silenced No More Act, which would allow workers who have experienced any type of harassment or discrimination in the workplace to speak up, even if they signed a non-disclosure agreement, effectively barring secret settlements. Talk about shooting yourself in the foot. Oh, see, once again, the surface level thinker thinks that this is a win. Oh, these people do not think further down the line. Oh, well. Senate Bill 331, which gives workers the right to talk about abuse, harassment, or discrimination cases, would also expand a bill on overly broad confidentiality and non-disparagement clauses. State Senator Connie Leyva, Democrat from Chino, wrote the bill, which now goes to the governor and will take effect at the beginning of next year if he signs it. Now, we all know with Gruesome Newsom being recalled, he's going to sign any bill he can that would keep him in power. Quote, unquote, workers in California deserve better than being forced into agreements that protect perpetrators and continue to harm survivors and others around them in the workplace, Leyva said in a statement. Wait a minute. How are you being forced to sign anything? If you don't want the job, don't sign the NDA. It's just that simple. A previous bill by Leyva that was signed into law in 2018 gave workers the ability to talk about sexual harassment or discrimination. This amendment expands those rights to include speaking about other types of discrimination and harassment, including that related to race, disability, or age. The bill was co-sponsored by the California Employment Lawyers Association and Equal Rights Advocates, as well as Ifeoma Ozuma, a public policy manager who in 2020 accused Pinterest Inc. of gender and racial discrimination. Ah, yes. Here we are yet again. Coming forward about the discrimination and retaliation I faced at Pinterest felt like the closing of one chapter, and the work on this bill has been a new beginning, Ozoma told MarketWatch. She said she hopes the governor will sign it in the next few weeks. Quote unquote, tens of millions of people will be silenced no more, and I can't imagine a better way to have turned pain into progress, Ozoma added. Wow. Once again, people are not looking further down the line. If you are a businessman and your business is in this state of cacophony, the best thing you can do, shut it down, move it out of state. Seriously. California is the victimhood capital of the world. Everybody has to be a victim in some way, shape, or form. Now, we all know who this bill is effectively going to be targeting. White male business owners. Men in high positions. Oh, I feel harassed. I feel discriminated against. Even though I signed an NDA, that's no longer going to be in place. So guess what? Blackmail is going to be on the table even more. Man, I tell you, it's things like this that don't get talked about. It's things like this that are constantly pushed under the radar. While everybody's looking at the big thing, it's these little small things that always turn around and become massive problems in the future. So yes, to the people who say that, well, those red pillars, they talk about women and that's all they talk about. On the surface, it seems like all we talk about is women. Even though, you know, it's because of women that we are red-pilled, but at a certain point, you look further down the rabbit hole. And as I stated, it's policies like this, it's laws. Until stuff like this gets changed, guess what? There's no reason that any man should come back to the negotiation table. Period. I wonder if, what's her name? Sheryl Sandberg is going to have anything to say about this if this goes into effect. Because believe you me, there's going to be even more men saying, you know what? I'm out. To hell with this nonsense. But things like this, yeah, like a thief in the night, that's how they get pushed through. But gentlemen, especially if you own a business, do not be surprised if something like this comes to your neck of the woods. As we all know, California is the test bed for all agendas. Just saying. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And ladies. The power will eventually go out. Feminism and constantly crying to Big Daddy government to put laws into effect that effectively give you all sorts of advantages. We'll go out right along with it. Because as we all know, Once a man decides that he's no longer going to engage in this battle, that's it. Over and done with. And ladies, you will have your day where you're going to have to face down that cold winter storm and the barbarian. Until then, fellas, keep your head on the swivel. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.